I think to stay afloat in this day and age, you have to have a diversified portfolio. And I think that my research is driven by the research question and then trying to marry that with a funding source that's going to fund the project. So if NIH will fund it, that's fabulous. If you're looking at, in the case of AstraZeneca, I had an idea for a currently approved medication, but using it for an off-label use. And so I wrote to them and said, I have this idea and I'd like to do a randomized trial because I'm using it clinically off-label, but it'd be really cool to see if it works. So we just finished those results, and I'm presenting those in June at a conference and getting the manuscript written now. The Foundation of Hope allows us to do sort of innovative small-scale projects, somewhat like TRACS, but again, as a foundation. And so I think you have to be really resourceful when you're trying to develop a small-scale project and get that pilot funding before going for a bigger grant. You have to fund it somehow, and really being open to all different areas and avenues and being creative. And I think one of the things I've realized is you just have to be tenacious, and you have to be open to multiple different opportunities, and you can't just stick with one thing and expect that to work. I don't think you can just stick with NIH funding in this day and age and expect to have enough money to fund all the projects and to run a lab. I think people need to know that you really just have to be very persistent. You have to be passionate about what you do, and you really have to roll over every potential rock and see what's under it.